Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. A very warm welcome to our service this morning, at home or here. Gosh, people. Nice to see you. It really is lovely to see people here in church. That's what we're here for, after all. Just one or two notices. Of course, I mentioned about Brian Hawley's. We've had Brian Hawley's funeral last week. Just to remind you, that's 11 o'clock on Friday. Of course, that's limited numbers here. But the church will be open from 4 till 5 the night before, should any of you wish to come on Thursday and pay your respects as you remember Brian. And then many of you will know that very sadly, last Sunday, another member of our church family, Beatrice Greenwood, died quite suddenly. That's just news to share at this stage and keep one another in our prayers. We have no sense of when the funeral will be at the moment, but just to share that news. And obviously, as I say, keep one another in our prayers and Bea's family, dispersed as they are.
In baptism we died with Christ, so that as Christ was raised from the dead, we might walk in newness of life. Let us receive new life in him as we confess our sins in penitence and faith. Lord Jesus, you raise us to new life. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you forgive us our sins. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you feed us with the living bread. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty Father, who in your great mercy gladdened the disciples with the sight of the risen Lord, give us such knowledge of his presence with us that we may be strengthened and sustained by his risen life and serve you continually in righteousness and truth. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When Peter saw it, he addressed the people. You Israelites, why do you wonder at this? Or why do you stare at us, as though by our own power or piety we had made him walk? The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of our ancestors has glorified his servant Jesus, whom you handed over and rejected in the presence of Pilate, though we have decided to release him. But you rejected the Holy and the Righteous One and asked to have a murderer given to you. And you killed the Author of Life, whom God raised from the dead. To this we are witnesses. And by faith in his name itself has made this man strong, whom you see and know. And the faith that is through Jesus has given him this perfect health in the presence of all of you. And now, friends, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did also your rulers. In this way, God fulfilled what he had foretold to all the prophets, that his Messiah would suffer. Repent, therefore, and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped out. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see. For a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
May I speak to the glory of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, it's nice to be playing to a full house. And Jesus said to them, "You are my witnesses of these things." When you hear the word witness, what's the first thing that comes to mind? For most of us, it will be recalling some sort of event. It may be a criminal witness. We hear on the news there was a witness for the defence, a witness for the prosecution. A witness is generally something, just a term, which means someone who saw what happened. I had to be a witness once. It wasn't a court appearance, but I was party to a theft, and I was called by the police to make a witness statement. It's a hard job, and it wasn't a pleasant process, if I recall. I had the responsibility to remember the truth, but part of me was thinking, did I really remember it in that way? What's true for petty theft is even more true when it comes to our faith. Last week we heard John's account of what happened when Jesus appeared to the disciples. The disciples were locked in a room in fear of what they might see. This morning we hear Luke's account of Jesus being amongst them again. They were terrified of what they had seen. They acted as if they had seen a ghost. And Jesus asked them, "Why are you frightened?" He reassures them that it is not a ghost and even asks them for fish to eat so he can prove that it is himself. And then, when they've started to believe it's really him, he goes back to doing what he's done the whole time. He teaches. Jesus opens the minds of his disciples to understand the scripture, to grasp who he really is, so that they would be equipped to follow in his way of love. He leaves them with a great legacy. You are witnesses of these things. Now, being the type of witness the disciples were asked to be was very different to the witness that I was in front of the police. I did what was asked and I went back to work, and I haven't really thought about the event since. For the disciples, when Jesus told them that that day they were witnesses, something else happened. They couldn't walk away. They couldn't forget. These witnesses couldn't be passive. They were now part of the next chapter in the story. The biblical word for witness, the word in Greek, is martyrio. It's the same word that we know today as martyr. Originally, to be a martyr was to be a witness. And through the centuries, we've come to associate that word with dying for a cause, usually dying for faith. So many of the earlier Christians, including many of the disciples, ended up dying for their witness, literally dying for their belief. And so when we hear martyr now, we think of someone who paid the ultimate price. Not us, thankfully. We live in a free country where we can openly witness that Jesus Christ is our risen Lord. There is an element of dying, however, not in the literal sense, but in a sense of dying to sin, to selfishness, and trusting in our own righteousness. Being a witness of Christ's love is about dying to the worst parts of our very self, and instead finding a new life in Christ. A few weeks back, myself and around 100 other diocesan lay readers, I'm not sure of the collective noun, gathered on Zoom for a training session to discuss the future of licensed lay ministry. In some ways, readers have become those who have lived with the legacy of years of the Church of England, doing the things the way that we have always done. For those who have been licensed for many years and not seen much change, this suggestion has caused fear and uncertainty. Fear of change, fear of the unknown, and fear of losing their identity as disciples in this very unique role. For others, like me, it is the opportunity to claim a new identity, to rebrand and to learn afresh how to be a witness to the risen Christ. There will be a change for me, but more of that to come in the next few weeks. Part of the session was to consider generally how lay ministry, licensed or not, is crucial to the mission of God's kingdom right here and right now. We described collectively as witnessing, as giving something of God to others. Living a life of faith for us all is about being a witness, giving something of God to others. Not the kind of witness who can go home and forget about it after the event, but the kind of witness that the disciples were called to be. One who sees, hears, and is transformed by the event, living lives with actions to match. I've always understood that being a Christian involves words, but it also involves actions. I understand that being a witness to Christ means living out the greatest commandment, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and loving your neighbour as yourself. That's my calling, and it's all yours too. As Jesus said, you are my witnesses. And that's the good news, that we witness together and proclaim, Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Let us declare our faith in God. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth,
of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made. Of one being with the Father, through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Filled with the hope and joy of the resurrection, let us pray confidently to our loving Father, who knows each one of us by name. Risen Lord, we pray for your church throughout the world. Your church, whose members are still persecuted for their faith. Your church, which is still divided because we cannot live in love and harmony with one another as you taught us. We pray, O risen Lord, that you will deliver it from evil and perfect it in your love. Strengthen and preserve it by the words and sacraments, and extend its influence that your gospel may be preached to all nations. We pray this morning for the Church of Ireland, and particularly for the clergy in the Shankill area of North Belfast, who have joined this week with clergy of all denominations in a prayer vigil for calm and peace at this time of renewed unrest. We pray for all lay ministry in the Church of England, especially reader ministry, and give thanks for our reader, Lynn, and all that she brings to our worship and parish life here at St. Mary's and in the wider community. Grant her strength, Lord, and support her in her service to you and your church. We pray for the Warden of Readers in the Diocese of Leeds, the Venerable Jonathan Gough, and his staff, and for those who feel called to explore lay ministry. May they feel encouraged to move forward towards a life of service in your church. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our COVID-19 management team and for all who have made it possible for a safe and considered return to worship within our church building. May this small step to returning to communal worship flourish so that our worship together in church and at home continues and grows to your praise and glory. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. As we approach our local elections, we pray for all the candidates that they may have integrity, honesty, compassion, and an unselfish and humbleness of heart, to put the needs of the people before their own and not abuse the positions of authority in which they find themselves. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In our prayers for all charities, we pray especially today for the work of Guide Dogs for the Blind and the support they give to both adults and children suffering from sight loss. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Risen Lord, we pray for those areas where violence and terrorism make normal life impossible. Remembering especially Afghanistan, as United States and UK troops prepare to leave. And praying this morning for those affected by the shootings in America. For the unprincipled, the misguided, the corrupt, and those who thirst for revenge, we pray for forgiveness and healing of their minds and hearts. And for all those in authority throughout our broken world, may they use that authority well and with integrity. May all world leaders be willing to talk to each other with peace in their hearts, leading to an increased understanding, respect, and goodwill. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Risen Lord, we pray for our families and friends and those with whom we live and work. For neighbours in our community, for those who live in Colton Croft, and especially for anyone who may be finding life very difficult at the moment. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Risen Lord, we pray for those who are coping with personal tragedy and heartache at this time. For those who mourn a loved one. For all who are ill or frail. For those who are afraid. Remembering especially those who have asked for our prayers. George Brown, Ginny Camponi, Tom Heafy, Jennifer Mode, Christine Oates, Margaret Tomlinson, Jeff Blowers, Mary Metcalf, Ken Isles, Doreen Hoare, Margaret Burton, Margaret Pawson, Pat Hyde, and Beryl Laverick. May their trust in you deepen, and may their fears be calmed. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Risen Lord, we pray for all who have died, and by name we remember Gary Cale, Brian Hawley, Beatrice Greenwood, and His Royal Highness Prince Philip. And on the anniversary of their death, Annie Mesrither Brown and Joseph Mark Hughes. May they rise to eternal life in the light of heaven. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Risen Lord, open the minds and hearts of your people to the living reality of your presence among us, and help us to live our lives reflecting that reality in ourselves and to others. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Just before you stand for the peace, the vicar has senior moments, often, not occasionally. I forgot to read the banns of marriage at the beginning of the service, so here you go. I published the banns of marriage between Dale Bryan Dove and Kelly Marie Walker, all of these are from this parish, between Stephen John Fagan and Rachel Jane Davis, and between David Melnicek and Rebecca Margaret Ryle. These are for the first time of asking, if any of you know any reason in law why these persons may not marry each other, you are to declare it now. Dale and Kelly and Stephen and Rachel, they're postponed from last year, so let's keep everything crossed. They manage to get married in the coming weeks. So shall we stand? The risen Christ came and stood among his disciples and said, "Peace be with you." Then were they glad when they saw the Lord. Alleluia. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Smile at each other with your eyes.
Is crowned. Amen.
Risen Lord Jesus Christ, we believe you, and all we have heard is true. When you break bread, may we recognize you as the fire that burns within us, that we may bring light to your world. Amen. The Lord is here. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Almighty and Eternal Father, and in these days of Easter to celebrate with joyful hearts the memory of your wonderful works. For by the mystery of his passion, Jesus Christ, your risen Son, has conquered the powers of death and hell, and restored in men and women the image of your glory. He has placed them once more in paradise and opened to them the gate of life eternal. And so, in the joy of this Passover, earth and heaven resound with gladness, while angels and archangels and the powers of all creation sing forever the hymn of your glory. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Lord, you are holy indeed, the source of all holiness. Grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit and according to your holy will, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in the same night that he was betrayed took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Jesus Christ is Lord. Lord, by your cross and resurrection, you have set us free. You are the Saviour of the world. And so, Father, calling to mind his death on the cross, his perfect sacrifice made once for the sins of the whole world, rejoicing in his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, and looking for his coming in glory, we celebrate this memorial of our redemption. As we offer you this, our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, we bring before you this bread and this cup, and we thank you for counting us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. Send the Holy Spirit on your people, and gather into one in your kingdom all who share this one bread and one cup, so that we, in the company of Blessed Mary and all the saints, may praise and glorify you forever, through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory be yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever. Amen. Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. Alleluia, Christ, our Passover is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia. The body of Christ broken for us all. Amen. Blood of Christ shed for us all. Amen. Let us pray. Living God, your Son made himself known to his disciples in the breaking of bread. Open the eyes of our faith, that we may see him in all his redeeming work, who is alive and reigns now and forever. Amen. Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit lights give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope you have set before us, so we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Defeat brings new hope and a new future, fill you with his new life, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.
with the power that raised Jesus from the dead at work within you. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia.
In the name of Christ, amen. Alleluia, alleluia.